And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Tyrannahorse off their album Garbage Bears. There's an animal theme here. I don't know if anyone picked that up, but Tyrannahorse is a combination of the dinosaur Tyrannosaurus and a horse, which is a four-legged animal. This track was called Alice, which is not an animal as far as I know, but a name. Although you could name your pet Alice, which would just make more animals. But anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. So this is Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name's Alex. I sit in this chair. It's really fun. I play awesome music. And I'm wearing a shirt with penguins on it. You can't see, but it's pretty cool. First track we are playing, or I am playing and you are listening to today, is the first song I ever heard by Beach House. They played at the Commodore yesterday. I couldn't go because I had homework and did not have a ticket and no money. So I couldn't go. So in honor of that, I stayed home crying. And we will play the first track I ever heard by them off Devotion. This is Wedding Bell. Just singular, one wedding bell. It's a really good track. I hope you guys enjoy it. And that last track we just listened to was by a band called Baths, which is a good thing to take once in a while. That was off the Cerulean, which for those who are savvy to Pokemon, is a city in Pokemon, Cerulean City. Also, I just found out relatively recently that the entirety of all the town names in Pokemon are named after colors. And so Cerulean is a color. I had no idea. I just have an image of Pokemon in my head every time I think about it. But that's just me. That album came out in 2010, I believe. Yeah, that was his first label, his first album. And he is from L.A. And we had just heard Beach House. Devotion was their second album, came out in 2008. And that was the first time I heard anything by them. And I was super choked that I missed the show last night. For those who went, I hope it was good. But yes, which got me sitting here listening to it, got me thinking, if I could have a beach house in front of any beach, what would it be? And then I had to say I'd really want a house in Greece on the Mediterranean. That would be my choice. But for those who do not have that in mind, what is your ideal beach? Where would you want a house on a beach? Or maybe you don't even like beaches. I used to hate beaches, partly because I couldn't swim due to, like, health reasons. So I totally feel you if you don't like beaches. But nonetheless, that's all we've got on that. This track is... Yeah, I'll play this one. This is one by one of my favorite bands, like, ever. This is Do Make Say Think, Canadian band starting on the East Coast, central, so we're talking like Toronto, Montreal. They've been through both. They've got tons of members in so many other bands. Really good stuff. Actually, when I saw Feist in Montreal over the summer, the keyboardist was Charles Spearin from Do Make Say Think and Broken Social Scene, and no one knew, or at least no one seemed to notice. So that was really cool. This is my favorite track by them, and since I'm the one choosing the playlist, I'm allowed to play my favorite song, which is awesome. Thoroughly recommend you get your own radio show. This is off the album You, You're a History in Rust. Came out in 2007. I went to the show when they were touring. That's what, 5 years ago now. Holy crap. This is a track In Mind. It is a great tune. I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back.
much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That last track we listened to was by this band Basement Express. It's called Dramatech. This is one, as far as I know, one dude doing things out of the basement, out of his basement in Calgary, except that this is the only thing he's ever released, and it's self-released. There haven't been any updates or anything from this guy in 3 years now, and I just found it in my computer randomly sitting there, and I hadn't listened to it in ages, but it's really good. I hope that he continues, although it has been 3 years, so probably not. But super good stuff, and it was on this little tiny label in Calgary full of, like, what I can only assume were just, like, friends who all knew each other, self-released a bunch of really cool music. There was a few, like, a lot of just experimental electronic or kind of mathy post-rock stuff off this little album, off this little record label. Super-duper awesome. All the CD covers that we got at CITR about a few years ago from these guys were all hand-done, done with, like, pencil crayon and stuff. Really freaking cool. Unfortunately, I can't really find any more information about this guy other than a few photos of him, and he looks like a normal person. He's wearing pants in this photo. He's got a hat on. He's got hair, a shirt. Nothing much more than that, but really good stuff nonetheless. And before that, we had listened to Do Make Say Think, In Mind, and yes, All That Static is part of the song. I mean, maybe it makes it so you have to listen to it on an iPod or something or on record, but All That Static is part of the song, and you would not be the first nor the last person to think that it didn't belong there, but it does. Yeah, that's all I've got on that. Up next is a band, I can't pronounce it, it's got too many vowels, V-O-V-I-E-O, Abigungo, I don't know how to pronounce it. Really cool stuff. This is the track, Our Racing Hearts. And it is off their album. Where is it? And the world is still yawning. And here we go. That was just A Racing Hearts by Vio Abun. I can't even pronounce it. It's a one-man show by this guy, William Ryan Fritch. He works out of the San Francisco, like, Bay Area and stuff. This album got released in 2011, so it's relatively recent. It's actually, yeah, just about a year ago it came out, and it's his most recent one. And it also says on his bio, I don't know how trustable that is, probably pretty good. He plays over 30 instruments. Now, I reckon most of them are, there's a bunch of, like, relatively similar instruments. But I don't think I can even name 30 instruments. Like, never mind play 30. I did play the triangle one year in music class in high school. And then I got kicked off the triangle because I didn't play it right. And I got moved to the shaker. I got then kicked off the shaker because, and I quote my teacher on this, you're shaking it wrong. How one shakes a shaker improperly is beyond me. In the end, my musical career ended with a climactic role as the wind chime player who would just play the wind chimes, where you literally just move your hand over it and imitate wind and then stop them at the appropriate time. I like to think I was really great during the performance and really tied it all together, but more so I couldn't play anything, so I got the wind chimes. It's also quite sad to just get kicked off the shaker. I don't know if anyone's had that happen to them. It's not a very proud moment. Or when all your friends have real instruments like saxophones and flutes and clarinets, you're the kid with the triangle. That's, for those who know me, that's probably foreshadowing the rest of my life. But nonetheless, it was a good time. It was a good time. Needless to say, I switched to drama as soon as I could and decided to make an ass of myself in front of an audience, which apparently I'm quite good at. So, you know, can't play music, but I can make a fool of myself. The skills we have. Awesome. Next up, just because every day needs a little bit of this... I'm going to play this. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You should be able to know or at least recognize that it's not post-rocky, modern, or poppy. It is a little poppy. But anyway, just because every day needs a little bit. And that was just Strawberry Letter number 23 by the Brothers Johnson. Super duper awesome. Old school. So the answer to the question, what everyone needs at least once a day, is a little bit of funk. Just because everyone should listen to funk at least once a day. Even if it's just one track, just pick it, something from Motown. Let it be Parliament, Mandrill, Funkadelic, whatever it may be. Something crazy, something very known, something unknown, but it should be played just once a day. Just put on a funk track and your day will get better. How do I know? I don't actually. I'm just saying things. But no, actually, I do live by that rule, or attempt to, and try to do that at least once a day. It's good. That one's a good one. The Strawberry Letter 23, the entire album, Brothers Johnson is awesome. Also, just, I've been listening to a lot of Parliament recently. Their first album is so kill. Osmium, awesome. I thoroughly recommend funk to everybody. If I didn't have a prog rock show, I'd have a funk show. And if I could, and I should, have a prog rock, math rock, funk show. And then combine them all into one genre. But that might be a bit much, especially for the kid who can't even play the shaker, apparently. But now that we're all funked up and funkified, funktacular, funkification, funkstatic, I don't know. Now that we've had our funk dose, we're going to take it a little bit more mellow and we're going to go to France for this one. This is Colleen off her album Everyone Alive Wants Answers, which is pretty true. I feel like a lot of people want answers. And this is kind of ambient-y. Again, I was rooting through my computer to just find old music that I hadn't listened to in ages. One of those pilgrimages where you revisit your musical history and listen to stuff you haven't listened in 3 or 4 years. And this album was played to me by my creative writing teacher in high school while we were just writing on our own. And it was really good. And I quite liked it. So this is the track Goodbye Sunshine, which I'm sorry to say we might all have to be saying in the next few weeks. As the sun goes, the rain comes, and all our happy feelings are just gone. And it's that depressing time of the year where you only see the sun once a month, and it's rainy every day. But until then, enjoy. And the track is Goodbye Sunshine. So, although it is sunny today, at least at UBC, perhaps not everywhere else in the world.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. By coincidence, that ad we just heard about how awesome CITR is, we made that because we really like CITR. And we do choose our own playlists based on what we like, not what other people like. Case in point, this show, I only play music I really like. So we just listened to Bob Wiseman. He's this Canadian dude born in Toronto. Toronto's a nice city. Some nice things have come out of Toronto. Actually, Toronto has a shoe museum. Yeah, it's just a museum full of shoes. And they have Napoleon's sock. Toronto just got cooler. Bob Wiseman's, he's released a lot of stuff. He's been all over the Canadian music scene. I think he's released at least 10 albums solo.